Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you can follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy, on Facebook at the Profit Express page. Give us a like, a thumbs up. Now, so much of success in life, great stories, great movies, great books, great products, they start as an idea, obviously. And one thing I've talked about a lot on the show over the years is the greatest idea without having action behind it means nothing. Might sound harsh, but it's the reality of life. It can die with you. It can die on a shelf. It can die in some drive in a computer because it never got out. Well, that's why I'm having special guests today on. They're in studio live. They are the movers. And I feel like I want to call you guys movers and shakers.
I'm sorry.
I know it's
that.
Not that, but, you know, I'll add it. They are the group from Movers. They are Ryan Costello and Kenzie Ferrara, where the mission, if you're just joining us, is to inspire, educate, and provide resources for people to do what they love together, which is an amazing thing. And again, I wish this kind of resource was available to me when I was starting out, but apparently I'm in the older generation, and I didn't have that available to me. We're going to get into how you guys have done some marketing, because I've seen, and we've spoken about that. I've been to the website. Some really cool stuff, so some good stories there. But again, you know, before the break, we spoke about, you know, like with musicians or comedians having that collaboration, and this was it the buffoon
comedy,
comedy, all these comedians coming together, honing their craft, supporting one another, which is invaluable to me. It really is. So now, for the two of you, and again, it's Ryan Costello and Kenzie Ferrara from Movers. Who are your mentors, you know, either growing up or maybe even currently? Ryan, I'll start with you.
I think it's interesting that, you know, I never really had like a business mentorship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, my heroes, like that Dave Grohl song, has just always been ordinary people. Mm-hmm. So like my father and my uncle and my mom, you know, mm-hmm. those are the people that I looked at and grew from. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do a similar thing to me. My dad's a construction worker, blue collar worker. Mm-hmm. My mom's always just been, you know, holding the household down and keeping the family together. But those values, I think, you know, carried over into the business. And, you know, my dad just has a crazy work ethic, and my mom is the person that just says you can do anything. So I think those two kind of together was all you really need to kind of start something and go for it.
Well, that's powerful.
Yeah.
I think if you didn't have that, I mean, in the story you're describing, your parents, you know, fortunate to have, you know, it seemed like rock solid parents, you know, there's a lot of stability in that. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, I commend them because so your dad's in the construction industry. Sometimes it can be hard for parents, you know, movers. Wait, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You know,
they got all that.
Yeah,
they love
yeah.
you, but yeah. it's like, what?
I think exactly. it was when I was on, because he's a bridge construction, and I did that once for a summer, and he just saw
bridge construction.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Way high up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm a clumsy. Stuff. Human being, so I think he saw me and he was just like, "This is not for you. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just don't be in construction."
Yeah,
so
I didn't want to see you get hurt. And then mom, it sounds like mom's very positive.
Yes, yeah. So it's funny because she's a very passive person, and so I think she lives a lot through me. And I think so for her, like she finds more success in watching me do the things that she's always wanted to, and it's cool because she found a lot of success through Movers. You know, she's a graphic mm-hmm. designer and mm-hmm. she's an artist. Mm-hmm. And so I think she just never had that community. So it's a perfect example of, you know, mm. when she finally met us, like she was inspired to start doing that again. And so she does a lot of our work. And
so she can appreciate it for sure.
Yeah. yeah. So wow. I think she understands on a different level because it has helped her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, it's funny because you said, so your mom is very positive and supportive, but she's passive. Mm. And it's kind of funny because my wife is the same way. Super great cheerleader. Great mm-hmm. cheerleader from the beginning. Like when my business was first starting and there wasn't a lot to cheer about, I'll tell mm-hmm. you that, right? Mm-hmm. She was never wavering, but she's also passive. Mm-hmm. And I'm Mr. High Energy, you know, wacko. But so it's just funny. It's great how.
But you need the balance.
Yeah, absolutely. What about for you, Kenzie?
Yeah, so. I don't know if you know this, Ryan, but you and Matt have really, my brother Matt, who was also co-founder of Movers, have really been my mentors through everything, like from growing up and from starting Movers together. They always inspired me to, you know, take that action and not worry about, you know, the traditional route, the pressures from whether it's parents or teachers or society in general.
Right.
So they really showed me, you know, also to not take take life too seriously.
Mm.
They were always the creatives, the crazy ones, and they didn't care what anybody saw when they were acting that way or doing these crazy videos or, you know, they put themselves out there. And I think with, you know, an unapologetic confidence, and it was just so inspiring to me that they were able to do that and not worry about other people. So they really helped me kind of come out of my shell, and they've always been my mentors through this.
So I think Ryan's tearing up. So,
I tried to hold back my tears.
So are you naturally a little bit more introverted?
Yeah, definitely.
You are. Okay.
I probably would have never even came on this show 2 years ago, but definitely like through college and having to present all the time and, you know, just being in front of people through certain jobs, it definitely helped me. But they really were the ones that said, you know, don't worry about what anybody else thinks.
Right.
Just go for it. And, you know, I come up with this little slogan for myself is just do it scared, because you never know what's going to happen. And that fear is only going to stop you. So just do it scared. Even if you're scared, just do it.
Wow. You turn it up on Nike a little
bit. Yeah.
There you go.
That.
Do it scared. Well, you know, what's funny, because if you think about just in general in life, you know, whether you're an artist or an entrepreneur, business owner, and again, artists are business owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not trying to say that they're not. You know, I just look at it from like a non-artist perspective. But I mean, it's the mindset is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, so critical. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are how am I trying to say this? There's a lot of people out there that when you share that idea, they feel very comfortable sharing their negativity with you.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've always said, you know, just do it scared. It's like, you know, I don't have the luxury. This is one thing I tell myself. I don't have the luxury of negative thoughts in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
My mind's not that big, right? My brain's not that big, so I can't have any negative thoughts in there. So so let's get back to the community that you serve.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you see them facing in the conversations? What are the hurdles that they're facing that come up in these meetings?
I mean, I think a big one is the expectations of their own households, maybe their families too.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. You know, you have families that want to see their kids succeed, and the kids, they can't succeed in that traditional sense. That if they're creatives, they're meant to be creatives, and we've seen many times where people have left Movers and come back multiple times because they feel like, you know, maybe they can't be a mover, and you know, they have to go get that job, but then they always come back. So it's we're always this open ended community where we are always going to be inviting and let people in. But I think a big thing that Movers tries to instill is that we can't do it for you, that like we're here to support you, but you need to do it yourself. If this is something that you really want to do, then you have to take that action. You have to, and we'll support you all. We'll hold your hand all the way through there, but it ends up being something that you need to, you know, have the confidence to do. So I think, yeah.
So yeah, obviously at the end of the day, you have to take that first step. So a lot of people talk about, it's like maybe a common theme about what they're hearing from family, from the household.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of money pressures, a lot of, you know, what are you doing? You know, you went to college, you spent all this money, where are you going? And you feel pressure on both ends as a parent and the child, because you're like, well, I spent all this money on loans and now I'm not even, you know, going for my degree. But it's like that extra push from Movers to say, look, that you use that degree in a different way. Maybe it's not the traditional way that you were going to use it for, but it still got you to where you are. So it's really the biggest challenge, I think, is overcoming those pressures, whether it's from a parent or from the outside, you know, pressures of society was our biggest challenge.
Well, yeah, you know, you go to college, you do the 4-year degree, and then, you know, if parents don't see you going down that path, they're like, what?
you know? They start to freak out.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. So now let's, one of the things that we spoke about in the beginning of our talk today, and again, you're tuning in, it's the Profit Express live in studio. We have the Movers, Ryan Costello and Kinsey Ferrara. And if you're unfamiliar, and it's movers.org, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
movers, that's Movers with a Z.
Movers with a Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Movers with a Z.org. And if you're just tuning in, their mission is to inspire, educate, and provide resources for people to do what they love together. And one of the things that you guys are facing, and you're looking to be a part of the solution, is the mass exodus of young talent. Now, that's you know, we call it I've done topics on the show before on it. You call it the brain drain, the talent drain. It's in a big way. And it's not going to impact employers. It's impacting employers today. You know, it's, I don't, well, this conversation could go in so many different ways. What are some of the ideas that you guys are kicking around to help people, give them something to, you know?
So I think a big reason why people are leaving in the first place is there's just not as much opportunity for people to self-express themselves here. And so they are traveling to the city and they're traveling to these different states that kind of, you know, encourage that more. So a lot of what we do here is to create maybe different opportunities that they might not even know that they've had here. And so one of the biggest collaborations we're currently working on is this music festival we put together last year. It's called StatFest, which stands for Summertime All the Time. And the whole concept of the idea was to kind of be this gala, this celebration of people, ideas, and the culture and the talent that Long Island has to offer. Because I think that's the big thing is, you know, you have these, you know, artists and musicians and comedians that are going out there and trying their hardest to get themselves out there, but there needs to be more opportunity for them to do that on a bigger scale. And so that's kind of why we put that together as a way for just another reason for, there is a reason to stay here, you know, and that there, this could be an emerging place just like anywhere else. And yeah, that's kind of the biggest project we're working on right now.
It's StatFest.
StatFest.
And so you had your first one last year.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Now, you mentioned something interesting. You know, on Long Island in particular, you want to give some sort of an opportunity for artists to be able to thrive, to have a place to go. You mentioned, you know, because they'll go into the city, and you said other states. So, I mean, have you, are there other communities or cities even beyond Manhattan that you guys have identified that are more welcoming?
I think like Colorado,
Denver. Big in the artist space.
Yeah.
DC.
Really?
Canada.
Yeah, Canada is actually huge for the artist culture. Like,
really?
Entire, like, I know Montreal specifically, Toronto. They have, you know, a very big artist culture. There's murals all over the city. They really try to be very inclusive with everything as well. So,
DC, Colorado, Canada, Montreal.
I think people think California, but a lot of it could be California dreaming too. I feel like California and here is, there's no different. Like,
They've gone big corporate. And they may say they're progressive and all that. You know, there's a lot of big corporate out there with tech, obviously. You know, wow, that's interesting. So Long Island's not currently offering that.
Not, I think it can.
Way, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So it can. Obviously, that's part of the mission.
I think in the underground, I think there's a lot of opportunities that are there. It's just not seen in the forefront. And, you know, like these, like people are going to these shows and people are going to see these musicians. So it's not a lack of that they're not, you know, being seen by their young people. I just think they're not being encouraged to do that here. So it's almost like, well, why stay here if I might be able to be more, you know, accepted somewhere else?
Well, but also I think what a lot of, you know, artists currently without a venue like this, they'd have to go the traditional channels. You know, whether it's through clubs or through getting booked or, you know, and that's not going to be easy, I'd have to imagine, you know. So how funny are these buffoon guys? I just like the sound of
Is it? They're pretty hilarious.
Now, so how many are a part of this group?
So it was co-founded by Justin Sabella and Tommy Nickel. There's two of them.
Right.
And so when we first met them, Tommy actually went to school for screenwriting. He got his master's in screenwriting.
Hold on a second. He's got to be a good salesman to sell his parents to get me a degree in screenwriting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't easy.
I mean, he went total 180. When we first met him, he was more reserved and shy, and now he's one of the most confident people that I know. And not traditionally confident, but sometimes people think confidence is this, like, you know, I don't know, like this fake,
like bravado.
But it's really just someone that knows what they want and is just passionate for it. And
you don't have to be loud about it. You just have to be consistent, persistent about it.
So he came in and he was just like, he was I think he's a year younger than us, and he was just like, I want to make these funny comedy sketch videos. So we just started doing that. We made these funny like little parody videos and you know, whatever YouTube videos, and then from there it just kind of kept going, and then they started getting into hosting their own events because they knew that Movers was hosting their events. So then they started doing the comedy events, and actually this last 6 months, Tommy Nickel just full went in, produced, directed, screenwrited, edited his own full feature film that he's currently about to wrap up, which is pretty awesome. Yeah. So.
Wow. Now that was on the site too. I think I saw like a trailer for that or some sort of.
Ted Skates.
Ted Skates. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
It's like a mix between Employee of the Month and Superbad. It's about a bunch of young kids that work at the United Skates. And it's just, it's kind of funny. It's about that, you know, generational thing, a bunch of 20-year-olds that don't know what to do with their life. And, you know, it's just kind of showing that route. They all work at this skating rink and they're trying to figure out their next step in life. Yeah, it's funny. He came up with the idea. He was driving by United Skates and the UNI just went out. So it just said Ted Skates. And so that's where he came up with the idea.
Yeah. So the old neon sign dumped on him. Okay, cool. Ted Skates. That's funny. And this is the Profit Express in studio live. We have the Movers themselves, Ryan Costello and Kenzie Ferrara. And Movers, and you can find out more about them at movers.org. And it's a, I'm seeing it just as a community of collaboration for people who've got great ideas, whether, you know, you're a comedian, a musician, a philanthropist, whatever you might be, a storyteller. Don't you love the fact that storytelling's become an art now and the power of storytelling?
Yeah.
And Movers' mission, you know, let me not say it. I want to hear it again from you guys.
Our mission is to empower people to take action. And the way we do that is we want to inspire, educate, and provide resources for people to do what they love together.
Nice. Nice. And it's about taking that action, that first step, which is critical. Or as Kenzie said a little while ago, just do it
scared.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. You're not going anywhere.
Nope.
All right. Again, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about what was the first ever StatFest and some of the hilarity behind the scenes of making this happen and how they got a hugely successful first run of your festival, even despite Fyre Festival blowing up in huge controversy. So don't go anywhere. It's a great story. I'm going to love to hear it again, and you're going to want to hear it for the first time right here on the Profit Express.